Anna and Raven's Hell of a Story.
If you have a hell of a story, you can head to annaandraven.com. Tell us all about it. Karen, you have a hell of a story. What happened?
This past summer, my daughter got engaged. My daughter Lisa got engaged to Mike, and they planned an engagement party for October 15th. A few days later, Lisa came to me and she said, "We want to get married, Mom, at the engagement party, but we want to surprise the guests." So in 6 weeks, we planned a wedding in my backyard to start at 4 o'clock. And at 7 o'clock, we gathered all the 95 guests that we had in my house and in my backyard onto the deck where Lisa and Mike stood up, presumably to thank everybody for coming. After Lisa gave her thanks, she went on to say, "There's something else I want to let you all know. Mike and I are going to get married right now. And Jillian, her sister, was going to be the officiant." The looks and the yelps and the it was just fantastic. My sister was standing next to me. I think she was almost going to faint. She put her arms out. I was there to grab her. They invited our 94-year-old friend, Marguerite, to come up because she was always promised that she was going to be Lisa's flower girl. So she went up to be the witness to stand next to them as they gave her a bouquet full of beautiful fall flowers to hold. Their dog was also at the house, Prinny. And Prinny went right up and stood next to Mike for the entire ceremony and didn't leave his side. It took about 15 minutes for Jillian to tell funny stories about Lisa and Mike. Got a few laughs with that. And then Lisa and Mike wrote their own vows and said them to each other. They exchanged wedding rings and were married right there in my backyard. And it was 60 degrees out. We didn't have to worry about any bad weather. And I'll tell you, 85% of the time, people were outside.
So as a mom, how do you keep a secret like that to yourself? Like, that is a massive secret to keep.
Actually, I didn't know if my sister, my one and only sister, was going to be mad at me for keeping the secret for 6 weeks. But actually, there were a couple things that went on that day for those 3 hours. Like, don't let Aunt Renee see that wedding cake. She's going to know. Don't let Aunt Renee see Marguerite's bouquet of flowers. When we told her all we went through to keep the secret from her, she was thrilled and appreciated it.
I'm thinking, like, how crazy, like, if you're the person who's just known them forever, right? Or, you know, you're the neighbor from three doors down that's kind of like family, and you're like, "I don't know. That day I really got some stuff going on." And you're like, no. "You really, really, really need to be here." And I'd be like, "You're kind of creeping me out about it, Karen."
People were responding to the party and they were saying they were bringing their kids, for example.
Hmm.
Around 6:30, some people saying, "Oh, I think we're going to get going." I'm like, "You can't leave."
Right.
"Why can't we leave?"
So cliche, but the first thing is like when she stood up and said, "We haven't announced," and I'm like, "Here's the baby." Why does she want to do that? Why does she want to forego the big wedding and the planning and just do it like that?
I love that. I think it's exciting.
Probably was because we had, just like everybody else did in 2022, lots of weddings to go to, and they were wonderful. We had a great time. But with all the planning and rescheduling of all those weddings, Lisa and Mike decided we're going to do it simple, and we're just going to do it and get married, and we're not going to go through all that planning. So they did it. It was so much fun.
Yeah, it sounds wonderful. It sounds like an incredible thing. You think you're going for one thing, and then you experience something totally else. I love it. Thank you. That's a great story.
Right, and for the rest of your life and their lives, they have a hell of a story.
They do have a hell of a story, and so do I. Yeah. I love it. It's so great.